Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. This week, I have had three distinct customer service experiences on very similarly priced low ticket offers. In the first, I had decided to cancel the membership. It wasn't that there was anything wrong with the membership. There was plenty of value in it. I just couldn't find the time in amongst everything else. So I sent an email requesting a cancellation, and I received a really prompt, friendly email in response. They wished me well, they opened the door to return at any time in the future, and even though I was cancelling because I was trying it out and I hadn't really used it, that response was so the opposite of the usual copy-paste, we've received your request, we will process it, that we are used to when we opt out of being a customer, that I will still pay attention to what they offer in the future. The second interaction was for more of a paid workshop type of offer with someone who I had interacted with before. I signed up and got nothing. No emails, no receipt, no access. So I gave it an hour, checked my spam, all the things, and then emailed to just tell it, hey, I didn't get anything. A couple of hours later, the invoice came through, the access came through, etc. But what didn't arrive was any acknowledgement of their error or any apology for the inconvenience of me having to chase them down. And so yes, I've paid for the workshop and I've got what I paid for. But they also have a live event later in the year that I was seriously considering going to. Given this experience, I've decided not to. The third interaction was the lowest spend. So I joined a kind of course with like weekly group coaching kind of combo offer, right, that we're used to seeing. It was from someone I had followed for a while, had maybe interacted with via a quiz, I think, at one point. I kind of knew who they were, but hadn't really spent any money with them. Their ad popped up onto my feed. It was a pretty low ticket price, and I thought, what's the harm in trying it out? Before I even had a chance to dive into the curriculum or the community, the coaching call showed up on my calendar. So I figured I would just join, find out what's going on. As soon as I clicked into Zoom, the host welcomed me, told me how excited she was to have me there, said she'd seen me come through over the weekend and had hoped I would join the call, said, why don't you go first? Tell me all about your business. Now you can imagine which of these was my favorite customer experience. But actually, that's not my point. The reason I told you about these three distinct experiences, I want you to notice is where these touch points happened. The first was at the end of the relationship. The second was in the middle of the relationship. I was already a paying customer. And the third was at the very beginning of a relationship. When we think about customer experience, it doesn't start and stop when they buy from you and you deliver the thing. It is every interaction they have with you from first point of contact to after they've purchased. The support you give them, the continued nurturing that you give them, the potential value ladder you've created for them. When you make your customer feel valued and understood through that entire journey, that's when they pay you more money and that's when they recommend your business to everybody else. These days, you can't afford to skimp on customer experience because every single customer can change your reputation overnight with a couple of clicks on the internet. One negative experience can lead to a public review that can potentially go viral, that will deter future customers from wanting to buy with you, or the opposite can happen. An amazing positive experience can go viral and attract new customers for you. We think that if somebody has a negative experience, we've lost that customer. But we've also lost every other potential customer that they talk to. When we have a really good customer experience, not only do we keep that customer and they spend more money with us and they're less price sensitive with us, but they're also telling other people so we get more customers. So customer experience has to be integrated into your entire business strategy. You want to think about where you're getting feedback from customers on what they like, what they don't like, what they want you to offer. And how are you aligning that with your product or your service? You want to think about how are you training your team to provide exceptional service to every single one of your customers? Because the customer who bought your $37 self-liquidating offer could be the person who next buys your high-ticket coaching. And you want to think about how you're measuring this. Things like Net Promoter Score, which is just how likely would you be to recommend us to your friends. Customer retention rates, our conversion rates, and then using this data. So not just tracking it, but also using it. What's important is to think of customer experience as an investment rather than a cost. the better your customer experience becomes, the easier it is for your business in the long term. And the goal of having this kind of customer-centric approach is for you to think from first point of contact all the way to when they are a potential referral for you, that entire journey, and think about what might not just satisfy, so we're not just ticking a box there, but what would be delightful to your customer at every step on that journey. And then acting, getting feedback, adapting to it, but also looking for where your customer journey needs to evolve as your customers evolve, right? This isn't a like one and done, tick the box and off we go. The goal here is to think through how customer experience impacts on or is impacted by each element of your business strategy. This way you make sure that it's baked into your strategy so that every decision that you make that you base on that strategy automatically enhances customer experience at every touch point. Because as you saw in my examples, dropping the ball at one touch point can ruin the entire journey for that customer. So how embedded is customer experience in your strategy right now?